You've been a good boy, being so patient for me to start this denial session. For waiting so well, maybe I'll even let you come early. Maybe I'll let you come twice. Maybe I'll let you come on me or inside me. Would you like that? I bet after 5 days you'll come wherever I tell you to. Because your cock is going to be begging for release once I'm done with you. So, let me remind you of the ground rules while you get yourself comfortable. Rule number one. You can start the 5 days of denial at any time, but you must do them consecutively. No skipping days, and no listening to more than one audio per day. You also cannot start the 5 days of denial if you've had an orgasm already on the same day. Rule number two. You must follow my instructions exactly. If you fail to meet my demands, you must start the entire 5 days over again from the beginning. That means, if you orgasm before I explicitly tell you to, you've got to go back to day one. No exceptions. And if you do fuck up, I want you to be honest with me, so I can put you on my private, naughty wall of shame. Rule number three. Once you start the 5 days of denial, you will not be allowed to have any sexual pleasure unless I tell you to. That means no sneaky lunch break wanks or continuing to stroke your cock after an audio has ended. If you're not listening to my voice, you're not to indulge in any sort of masturbation or sex. Are you ready? Say yes, miss, if you are. Say it again. Louder. Good boy. Now, I want you either laying down on your bed or on your sofa. And I want you fully clothed. And by that, I mean underpants and something over the top of them. Also a shirt of some kind. Socks are, optional. So, if you're not dressed, go get something on for me, will you? I don't mind waiting. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know that today's code word is throbbing. When you hear that word, it means I've given you permission to touch your lovely hard cock over your clothing without bringing yourself to an orgasm, obviously. But until you hear that word, I want your hands beside your thighs. Understood? If you didn't respond with yes, miss, to that question, I'm a little disappointed. In fact, if you didn't say yes, miss, I want you to take a big, deep breath for me right now and hold it until I count to zero. Ready? Breathe in and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Now that we understand one another a little better, I want to tell you something. I'm not wearing anything. Not a single item of clothing is on my body as I sit here talking to you. And there's something else. I haven't come in 2 whole days, and I am so, so horny. All I keep thinking about is touching myself. Is that something you would like to see? Me playing with my clit, sliding a finger in and out of my hot, wet little pussy, then tasting myself, because I can't resist licking a finger covered in my juices, because I taste so fucking good. I love it. It has a sweetness to it. It's so addicting. Is that weird? That I really like how my pussy tastes? I'm getting so wet now just thinking about it. Are you thinking about it? About what you'd do to me if you were here? What do you think I would let you do to me? Do you think I would let you touch me? Taste me? Fuck me? You're going to have to earn that first. You have to show me that you're worth it. If you do that, I might touch you back. I might lay myself next to you, my tits pressed against your arm, my lips gently caressing your neck as I move my mouth to your ear. You've not touched yourself today, right? You've been a good boy for me today, you'd hear me ask. Yes, miss, you'd reply. I'm so proud of you, I'd purr, before gently nibbling on your earlobe and moving my hand down your body until your erect cock, lightly caressing it. I wonder how you'd react once you felt me then grip you a little harder. Would you gasp? Shiver? Moan? What if I squeezed the head of your cock gently, and then ran two fingers slowly down the length of your shaft before massaging your balls for a few seconds? Would you arch your back a little? Thrust your hips slightly? Curse underneath your breath? I want you to take your shirt off for me now and lay back down. I'm going to give you 8 seconds to do it. Ready? Strip. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And there's a good boy. You listened well. I like that. I like your obedience. It makes me happy. It turns me on. Makes me wet. And fuck, am I so wet right now? Good thing I don't have to wait for a code word. I get to touch myself whenever I want. Like, right now. Oh fuck. I'm dripping wet. Oh, fuck. I have been waiting for this moment all day. Oh, just like you have. Only I don't have to wait for a code word. I get to touch myself. I get to slide a finger into my tight cunt and... Oh, shit. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, yes. I want to taste myself now. Lust. I taste like pure fucking lust. I bet you want to be touched so badly right now, don't you? How about you show me how bad you want it? You've got 6 seconds to take your pants off and lay back down, leaving your underwear on. Ready? Strip. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ooh, look at you. I can see how hard you are quite clearly now. Is that pre-cum soaking through there? So filthy. Whatever am I going to do with you and your dick? Your big, thick, pulsating dick. Would you want to feel my hand back there? Holding you? Feeling you? Or would you prefer my mouth? My tongue running all over you? Licking you? Sucking you? Making your balls tighten and your dick ache for release. Where would you like to come if I fucked you with my mouth? Would you want to explode all over my face? Or would you prefer to grab the back of my head and fill my mouth with your seed? I know what I would prefer. Just the thought of it is making me want to touch myself again. You know, if you've gotten this far with your hands still by your thighs, you've been so good. And I am so happy with you. In fact, I'm going to give you 4 seconds to touch your erection over your underpants. No coming allowed. Are you ready to touch your throbbing cock? Go. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Hands by your sides. Don't touch your cock again until I say so. Good boy. Good fucking boy. I am so proud of you. Now, I want you to lay there for a minute until the urge to touch yourself again dies down. Then I want you to get dressed for me and continue about your evening just like you normally would. When I see you again tomorrow, I want you back on your bed with just your underpants on. Make it the tightest pair you own. I want to be able to see every curve of your cock just by looking at you. Now, I have an ice-cold glass dildo that is just waiting for me to fuck it. I will see you tomorrow.